AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's another blast of winter weather ahead. Ed Donahue has the latest.
In the South, tens of thousands of people are entering their sixth day with no electricity as the Carolinas and Virginia prepare for a significant winter storm that could bring more snowfall than some parts of North Carolina have seen in years. Governor Josh Stein was asked, how bad could this be?
If the snowfall comes in at the high end and communities experience 15 inches of snow, that's a lot of weight, and that will knock over trees, and that will knock over power lines. It's just they call this a banded storm.
Record cold and even snow is possible this weekend in Florida. Bob Orovic is at the National Weather Service.
Saturday will be a okay day, but as we go into Sunday morning and then especially Monday morning, the low temperatures across much of the peninsula are going to be in the low to mid-20s as you get away from the coast.
The record for snowfall was set in 1977 with 2 inches near Tampa. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Senate's voted to fund most of the government through the end of September. The bill now heads to the House, which is not due back until Monday. That means the government could be in a partial shutdown over the weekend. The measure carves out funding for Homeland Security to allow Congress to debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids. The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights probe into the killing of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis by Border Patrol officers. And journalists Don Lemon and Georgia Fort have been released from custody after their arrests on federal civil rights charges over coverage of an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a Minnesota church service.
I will not be silenced. I look forward to my day in court.
Fort spoke in Minneapolis.
I leave this federal courthouse today with one question. Do we have a constitution?
And a judge has ruled federal prosecutors cannot seek the death penalty against Luigi Mangione in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO, Brian Thompson. This is AP News. 2 towns rebuilding.
10 years ago, Colorado City, Arizona, and neighboring Hilldale, Utah, were controlled by Warren Jeffs, head of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Cut off from outsiders, polygamous marriages were arranged, many involving underage girls. But when Jeffs was sent to prison for life for sexually assaulting 2 girls, the court stepped in and placed the towns under supervision until last year. Some polygamy is still practiced, but Isaac Weiler, who had been expelled from FLDS in 2004, says things are different now, but there are new concerns.
Crime and drugs and things that the community had never seen or know anything about.
But Weiler says the local burger joint and the FLDS-run feed store have been replaced with a big supermarket, bank, pharmacy, coffee shop, and bar.
We call it life after Jeff's, and frankly, it's a great life.
I'm Donna Water.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.